time now for the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show. 30 minutes of nothing but hardcore hockey. The Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show is presented by Dave's Sports Shop, Pheasant Hills Golf Course, the Minnesota Wild, and MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com. And now, with the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show, here's your host, Pete Wagner.
And welcome to the 2013 inaugural edition of the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Radio Show. We have a big one planned for you today. We're going to have the owner of MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com, our very own Scott Tiffany, in studio to talk about the plans and all the great things happening there, coming up first in the program. Next, it's going to be Care 11 Sports Director Dave Schwartz, as we're going to talk about his upcoming column. It's a really interesting one. I'm looking forward to that one. Hockey and much more. He will be a regular contributor, not only to the site, but to the program. Looking forward to him as well. And then Kevin Faulness, the host of the Minnesota Wild radio broadcast, will join myself as we talk about the Minnesota Wild. They've got a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight as the road trip continues. All of that and more coming up on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Radio Show.
Sharpening or a free roll of tape? Come into any of the Dave's Sports Shop stores and just mention MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com and get either a free skate sharpening or a free roll of tape on us. Hurry in, as this offer is good for the first 200 customers.
Visit Dave's Sports Shop's three locations in Blaine, Fridley, and Stillwater. Dave's Sports Shop.
I'm Neil Broughton. For all your Minnesota hockey needs, go to MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com, the best one-stop online source for all your Minnesota hockey coverage and information.
Backhander Parisi, he scores! Zach Parisi scores!
Wild fans, are you ready? It's on. Get the games you want for the best action of the season, including games with our new rivals and our new division.
Roars in, takes a backhand, he scores! What a wicked backhand by Koivu!
It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night when the Wild hosts Nashville October 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $28. Visit wild.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Neil Broughton here in Hammond, Wisconsin at the Pheasant Hills Golf Club, a favorite local course of mine in western Wisconsin. Located just a short drive from the Twin Cities, for its value and course layout, Pheasant Hills Golf Club is a great place to live. For 2013, enjoy country living on the golf course with large course lots available starting at just $25,000 per lot. For all details on golf course lots, call Ron Bonte at 715-796-2500.
Here we go, round one of the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Radio Show. Scott Tiffany, the owner of the magazine itself, in the studio making a rare appearance. Usually stay away from the microphone, Mr. Tiffany.
I'll leave that to the professionals.
Well, we brought one in and yourself. You're a hockey maven. You've covered this game. We know the history and the story of your original magazine. I remember the days when that was in the Met Center as the program. That was very cool. Still remember the Neil Broughton cover.
That was awesome.
That's a classic. And so you've been rooted into this community, had a little bit of a hiatus. You're back. We had a great year one, cover every level of hockey. Can you take us through, you know, your vision? You rolled it out. You worked very hard on making this happen. Last year was year one, and I would term it a success.
I think it was an awesome year. People might think it just happened, but it was about 7 years in the making. And there was a lot, thousands of hours with high-level professional people providing input on how to do it the right way. And I think we came out and we really made a splash, and that's exactly what we wanted to do. I think this year is even more exciting. I think we've got, we'll get into that a little bit more, but just to recap last year, when you start out with having the content providers like Phil Housley, David Tanabe, Ryan Walters, all former NHL first round stars, just generously giving their content to us, that's not a bad start. And with the professionals like Pete, yourself, and the other people that are contributing, I feel very, very blessed to have this where it's at today.
Well, and the one thing that, Scott, you've been able to bring is a level of community awareness in the hockey world. You're very connected. Everybody knows who you are, and you're a very well-liked and respected gentleman. And the coverage that people have delivered, it's amazing how there's writers that you're saying no to.
Well, it's one of those things where we have to limit, you know, who we have on our staff, and we want to keep the level of coverage at a very high level, because when people come to visit us, we want them to have a quality experience.
Indeed, we do. So how about moving into this year? Obviously, you're changing the site eventually. It's going to roll out a new look.
Yes.
The mobile application looks very good. There's been a lot of work done on that over the summer, so your phones will work terrific with it. We have the radio show here, but we also have some pretty big things coming down the pipe from a visual perspective in video.
Well, I'm excited about this announcement. We partnered with North Star Sports, and with North Star Sports, it brings a video concept that we did have in the plans for year three, but we're going to move forward with year two on that. The concept is with North Star, they're planning on doing 50 to 60 high school games, two boys, one girl game each week. We're looking at doing sections, consolation brackets, and we're looking at the Schwann's Cup. We're really excited with the MIAC. We feel that what we want to do is we want to go to places that haven't really gotten the coverage that we feel has been left out. And with the MIAC, we're looking at doing a game of the week with the MIAC. The coaches are all for it. We're really excited about that. Then we've got the weekly college hockey report. We've got every Division I school giving us their highlights. And I think as far as with Pete and his production staff, the quality is going to be humongous. Pete, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, well, to the point, obviously, NorthStarSports.tv is our new website. And we launched this past weekend at the New Hope Ice Arena, where Team USA under-17s from the National Development Program came and played against two Elite League teams in two fantastic hockey games. One was a 7-5 win, and the other a 6-3 win for the under-17s, who, by the way, lead the Eastern Conference. Of course, there's 18s. That are smattered in that USHL team, but many of these players play on that team, it was just such a fun event to be a part of. A great way to start. We had a great new live scoring application through Point Streak Technologies. You'll get to see that thing unveiled all year long, and I think we're going to learn in this marketplace that there's plenty of options to view the game. So what we wanted to do, and you know this, Scott, I've been streaming things for quite a long time and being a part of that process over the past half decade and more, and have been continuing to be on the pushing edge to try to keep evolving. And one of the things that we wanted to do was take a look at those things. You know, the MIAC is underserved. There are plenty of alumni, plenty of former players that played there. They do draw up anywhere between, 750 to 1,500 people a game, depending upon the building. Those are well-attended, well-viewed, and entertaining games to watch with a lot of interest there. So why not do those? But how about this? Right now, it couldn't be any more confusing than it is with the NCHC, the WCHA, you have the Big Ten, and teams from, let's say, St. Cloud and Bemidji State that you could keep track of, you can't. Because where are they? The Gophers aren't playing them. And so for a lot of the Twin Cityans, at least they could check in with their alma maters at Mankato or at St. Cloud or Bemidji, UMD. Now we have a way each week where we can do a highlight show, top 10 goals, top 10 saves. You've done a great job, Scott, legworking it out, getting the people and the teams to submit video. We're even getting them from the Gophers.
I love it.
The Big Ten Network. We get our 2 minutes of highlights. We'll take it and we'll run. But I think it's going to be a great program. So we're going to start it as a web program the first month. But I think our goal is to take it beyond to over-the-air television. And we have a deal that we're working on, but we can't really disclose at this point.
Well, the bottom line is that we're going places where other people have not gone before. And I think it's an exciting time to be a part of MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com. Really excited about this the future. And shortly, we're going to announce with Dave Schwartz being with Pete here, and I'm looking forward to that bit too.
So, really, bottom line is we cover National Hockey League. We had our Eastern and Western Conference previews. We cover the Wild, pretty much, not quite from a beat writer perspective, because yours truly is not on the road, nor is Amy Gist or Brian Halverson. We cover the college hockey side of things. We cover the high school. And I think the key element that you've been trying to bring in is the high school side of things. With the partnership with NorthStarSports.tv, we now have those 50 and 60 games are going to work in sync with both of the websites, cross-promoting each other, cross-producing for each other. So I think the overall user experience, what we're trying to get this to, is a one-stop shop. Also, if I may mention, we are going to do over-the-air radio games, too, on the Ticket FM 105 every Thursday night. So the bottom line is, Scott, we've got a menu of things, and we've laid this thing out. I think it's going to be a great season.
You know, the one thing I'd like to mention, though, is the, with the college hockey, we do have beat writers at every one of the Division I schools, and the content that they're producing right now is phenomenal. I really recommend everybody checking it out. And the other thing I'd like to ask is please go onto our Facebook page and give us a like. That'd help us out immensely.
Twitter, too? That's even bigger.
Yes.
You got Twitter?
Yes. Got about 1,000 followers there, about almost 900 on Facebook. We'd like to get that number up 10 times.
Got to get it to 10,000.
Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, it's going to be Dave Schwartz from Care 11 as we're going to talk about hockey and more. Can't wait to talk about his upcoming column. It's very interesting. This is the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Neil Broughton. For all your Minnesota hockey needs, go to MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com, the best one-stop online source for all your Minnesota hockey coverage and information.
Wild score! Mika Kaibo scores!
Wild fans, are you ready? It's on. Get the games you want for the best action of the season, including games with our new rivals and our new division.
Here's a chance now for Kane. Getting it off for Tate's huge save, Harding.
It's Josh Harding night when the Wild host Carolina October 24th at 7 p.m. All fans receive a Josh Harding poster. Tickets start at just $28. Visit wild.com for tickets.
I'm Ann Carroll from MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com. For all your hockey equipment needs, come here to Dave's Sports Shop in Stillwater. This is Scott with Dave's. And Scott, this place is really all you need to know when it comes to getting outfitted for the hockey season.
Yes, it is, Ann. We start from the Mite hockey player all the way to the girls' hockey players, all the way up to the pros.
Wow.
They even bring their skates here for skate sharpening.
So for shin guards to sticks, make sure you stop by Dave's Sports Shop here in Stillwater.
Hi, I'm Neil Broughton here in Hammond, Wisconsin at the Pheasant Hills Golf Club, a favorite local course of mine in western Wisconsin. Located just a short drive from the Twin Cities, for its value and course layout, Pheasant Hills Golf Club is a great place to live. For 2013, enjoy country living on the golf course with large course lots available starting at just $25,000 per lot. For all details on golf course lots, call Ron Bonte at
716-796-2500. And back once again on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show, Scott Tiffany laying out the plans ahead, and pretty aggressive. We've got college hockey reports, we've got play-by-play games, we've got... The thing that I like the most, Dave Schwartz from Care 11, is this. We have beat writers across the state of Minnesota covering Division I. I don't think anybody can say that from a print publication perspective.
You made a great point last segment, by the way, that the MIAC is so undercovered in this town. Any sport, football, mm-hmm. but hockey,
totally.
Too. 750,000 plus. I've seen the games. They're great games, and they are undercovered. I agree.
When you agree, it's like about I don't want to say negligible. That's not fair to the D1, but that's a pretty good brand.
It's, you know, I had a coach tell me one time that the only difference really between the Division III and Division I, it's that extra second of speed.
Mm-hmm.
The stick handling is still fantastic. The hitting is still the same. Guys can still shoot the lights out and pick the corners. It's that second, it's that half second ahead that another guy is to make him Division I level. And it is a very, negligible is a good term. It's a very, very small difference.
So it's right here in our backyard, and it's a great thing to watch. And a lot of these D3 guys, if they're at Augsburg or Hamlin or St. Thomas, right here in the Twin Cities, they probably played hockey growing up in the communities that we're all from. So it's, you know, it's not that everybody's going to get in the car and they're going to go down to watch St. Thomas, St. John's if they're not really vested as alumni or care. But what a cool thing to do on a cold Friday night. Check it out.
It's great hockey. And you're right. These guys played with the best of the best. And a lot of times, it either they wanted to stay in state, or they were a goalie, and the Gophers have too many goalies, or yeah. The position is backlogged. And rather than go to Wisconsin or Alabama, Huntsville or Bemidji or one of those places, they say, you know what, I'll go to St. Thomas, get my education. Maybe at this point you realize you're probably not going to be a professional anyway. So you just enjoy playing hockey in the background of education.
You know, I always get a kick out of this time of the year for someone in your position because I pretend to do a couple football games, you know, high school, whatever, during, but let's be real. I'm pretty much a one-dimensional tool here. So, but from you, you're more three-dimensional. And I look at your schedule right now. I mean, you've got college football really dialed in with unreal matchups every week now. I mean, but now it's going big time. We're learning who's who and who's not. You've got college hockey starting. You got the NHL going. Major League Baseball and their playoffs are in full swing. Football, NFL's going. And the NBA has started and the Lynx are finishing. How in the world do you keep it straight? Seriously.
Yeah. It's not possible. You do the best you can. I pay attention to a lot. I'm always, literally always working, probably 24/7. If I'm home in the morning playing with my kids, every now and then I'm checking Twitter just to make sure that I'm not missing anything and keep things going. But it's a lot. But, you know, I always say when you love your job, you don't ever really work a day in your life. And I love my job. So I've never felt like I've had to got to go to work today. It's a pleasure. It's fun for me to go to work. You know, Scott used the term blessed. I'm one of those people that feels that way. I love going to the job, whether it's here at the X or whether it's at the Metrodome or whether it's at a high school game. There are very, very few days where I go, oh, man, time to go to work.
Well, very rarely in this world do you run into a somber people or situation. Usually, everybody's happy to see you, and you know, typically it's or each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, win, lose, or draw. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Even from, but I mean, we're not talking about brain surgery here. It's sports, which is enjoyable.
I'm not saving lives, but talking about and purveying people's passion for sports and what they love so much is such a pleasure. And you get it, you can get either extreme. You know, I can get someone who loves my opinion and wants to email me and say, thanks so much for taking the opinion you took. And then I'll get seven of people who say, what are you talking about, you idiot? I don't like what you said. And only six of those are Kevin Faulness. So I really appreciate that he stops at six. But, you know, anytime you're working with the passions mm-hmm. and the allegiances that run so deep, it's fun either way. I enjoy the people who get on me as well on Twitter and that kind of thing. I love a good discussion.
Your column coming up is a good one. It's regarding Nate Condon and the Gophers. Can you obviously not give it away,
sure,
but tease us a little bit?
Yeah, we had a nice chat. He, as far as I've been able to tell, he's the first captain of the Gopher team, Gopher Hot Men's Hockey team, from Wisconsin. And so, you know, he says a lot has already happened to him in the 3 years. I mean, it's not necessarily an old story anymore that he's from Wisconsin, but he's now leading this team. And everyone knows it wasn't that long ago that there were few, if any, non-Minnesotans on the Gopher hockey roster.
Let alone Wisconsin's.
Exactly.
Wisconsinites.
Exactly. Well, you got the Grant Patolnys from you know, elsewhere, but to have a Wisconsiner. And so we had a great conversation. He was very candid. It was kind of fun.
You know, to put it in perspective for Americans, when you had a English-speaking Canadian be the captain of the Montreal Canadiens, that was like, absolutely, how does this happen? Okay, so they did that with Mike Keane. He was one of the first ever out of Winnipeg. And then after that, that would be like having an American be a captain for the Montreal Canadiens as it is. I mean, that's literally, this is what we're talking about. That's a great story and the pressure. So I can't wait to see what that conversation evolved around.
He was fun. He was, you know, Nate is, and a lot of times with these captains, they're very good talkers. And that happens.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He knows the right answers to say. I dug a little bit, so we got some good stuff. But he was pretty open about it, and he's heard some things. It was fun. I really enjoyed writing it.
Natural born leaders is what I like to call that. You know, it's just really what they are.
And that's one of the things he said. He's been a leader at every level. And whether you're from Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, doesn't matter. If you know how to lead, then you know how to lead. And guys respect that. And he knows how to lead. And they follow very well.
Early going of the college season, you were able to check some action out. What were your takes from the week you saw last week?
Well, we knew the Gophers had a very good young group of freshmen coming in, and they did not disappoint. Hudson Fashing, Justin Kluse, other guys have just contributed. Guys scoring their first points. Adam Wilcox was excellent again. I mean, they beat a good University of New Hampshire team. I mean, they're top 15 in the nation, depending on the poll you look at. It was a one-goal game, but it was a good game, and they played well. I think a lot of people were worried that when they lost Halla and Schmidt and Budish and Bukestad, that there's going to be nothing left. And then a couple guys in the offseason decide they're not coming here, a couple younger guys. So So it was a good effort by a younger team. And then, of course, you get your role players. Kyle Rau plays well, as well as Condon and the rest. So it's a good mix of players that had a good test in the first weekend.
It was interesting from that perspective, you know, when you brought up the players that kind of fell off and chose not to come and the things that happened and some of the guys that have graduated and moved mm-hmm. on. Sometimes I think that the University of Minnesota has a little bit of almost too much in the hopper, and there's too many people you need to take care of. Sometimes it's not such a bad thing where you can get your group. You've got a lot of great players mm-hmm. to work with. Just go with those guys.
You know, a couple years ago I had a conversation with Don Lucia, and it was around the time that, if I'm remembering correctly, it was Ryan Stowe, Blake Wheeler, one of those guys who had left yeah. a little early. And I said, how do you rebound from this? How do you, you know, you really have to start changing the way you're thinking. And he said, yeah, I do. He said, getting every five-star hockey player isn't necessarily my approach anymore because those guys aren't going to stay 4 years. It's the really good four-star or three-star guy, like a Kyle Rau. Kyle Rau will be an exceptional college hockey player. He may or may not make it to the pros. His size is going to be an issue. But he's a great hockey player, great college hockey player. And so now those are the guys that you go after. You get a group of those guys together, young and old, it makes a good mix.
And for those that are watching the high school game now, I think Tyler Sheehy in Burnsville yes. is that guy. He's the obviously the one that isn't selected. He decommitted from Ohio State after Osiki was let go in the summer, obviously. So he is a complete free agent. Dave, our segment just flew.
It was fun. Is it over already?
Yeah, it is already.
Well, I had a good time.
That. It was wonderful. We'll have you on each and every week. We'll be working our way through our topics. We'll talk about what you're writing about. It's awesome having someone of your caliber right here on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show, as well as the website. We really appreciate you being a part of it.
The pleasure is all mine. Thanks for having me.
As ours. Thank you, Dave Schwartz from Care 11. When we come back, Kevin Faulness and yours truly will break down the Minnesota Wild. They have the upcoming leg of their road trip and where they stand right now. We'll be back with more on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show.
Looking for a free skate sharpening or a free roll of tape? Come into any of the Dave's Sports Shop stores and just mention MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com and get either a free skate sharpening or a free roll of tape on us. Hurry in, as this offer is good for the first 200 customers.
Visit Dave's Sports Shop's three locations in Blaine, Fridley, and Stillwater. Dave's Sports Shop.
I'm Neil Broughton. For all your Minnesota hockey needs, go to MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com. The best one-stop online source for all your Minnesota hockey coverage and information.
Backhander Parisi, he scores! Zach Parisi scores!
Wild fans, are you ready? It's on. Get the games you want for the best action of the season, including games with our new rivals and our new division.
Roars in, takes a backhand, he scores! What a wicked backhand by Koivu!
It's Hockey Fights Cancer Night when the Wild hosts Nashville October 22nd at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $28. Visit wild.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Neil Broughton here in Hammond, Wisconsin at the Pheasant Hills Golf Club, a favorite local course of mine in western Wisconsin. Located just a short drive from the Twin Cities, for its value and course layout, Pheasant Hills Golf Club is a great place to live. For 2013, enjoy country living on the golf course with large course lots available starting at just $25,000 per lot. For all details on golf course lots, call Ron Bonte at 715-796-2500.
Our attention's turned now on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show to the Minnesota Wild as they are in the threshold of a long road trip here. Kevin Faulness from the Minnesota Wild, also the host on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network, joins us here today. Kevin, quite the road trip we have before us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Get them out of the building. I mean, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, for these guys to get out on the road, they've got some young faces on that roster, so I'm sure they're anxiously anticipating getting away from the comforts that is at home and going out there and spreading their wings a little bit.
Well, you know, it really is all about getting your wings and working together. Sometimes it's tough to do when you're trying to impress people, and you always hear about simplifying on the road, but the common theme of what we're seeing so much is well, they really had the puck the whole time. They outshot the other team, you know, like Toronto 38-14, you know, the whole situation. This club, by and large, and you know, you can say it so many times, I think if they can say, if they play the way they play on those nights, you would take that and you'll get your wins eventually. Don't you agree?
Without a doubt. I mean, to me, the game in Toronto was an anomaly. If you play like that, you're going to win 99% of the time. It's just one of those nights where, you know, they had a couple of unfortunate bounces. Unfortunately, things didn't work out well for Darcy Kemper between the pipes either. He let in a couple of softies, and the Wild were never able to rebound from that on the score sheet. But again, I think what you saw this team accomplish on the ice in the big picture is maybe even bigger and better than a win in Toronto would have got them.
Well, and that was a tough five-hole goal that you're referring to. And, you know, someone asked me, they said, as a Tandy, I said, you know what? You let those in at practice sometimes, and you throw your head back like that. Sometimes they find their way, and unfortunately, one goal isn't going to win you very many games. So from what you're seeing, why is this team, sure, they had the five goals a couple of games ago, but by and large, what is your opinion of why they're not finishing?
I think it's still just a chemistry thing for the most part. And again, you know, you've had kind of a shakeup on the lines. The top line now features Nino Niederreiter playing with Koivu and Parisi. You got the combination of Heatley, Granlund, and Pominville there on the second line. I really think, honestly, you're getting the most production out of your third line at this point, and the fourth line has been chipping in as well. So it's just a matter of time before those top guys in the top six forwards figure out a way to get things done. There's just way too much talent on those first two lines to not produce on a more regular basis. Boy, they were on fire against Dallas. I'll tell you what, that was one of the best games I've seen in recent Wild hockey memory, and I didn't think they were all that bad against the Toronto Maple Leafs either. So I think it's just a matter of time. They keep this up, and it's going to come together.
You know, to touch on that third line scenario, you know, you have Brodziak, Cook, and Justin Fontaine. You know, I think if you have a third line that can be leading your team, and you have Matt Cook as your leading point getter right now with zero penalty minutes, you and I were talking about that. We'll get into that in a minute. I think that is a really encouraging sign because the other two lines will get things going. But here's the part that makes you kind of scratch your head a little bit. I think you and I would agree. We know that Cook scores his 15 to 20 a year, which is nothing to shake a stick at here. That's good production. And we also know that Brodziak had, what, 21 a couple of years ago here in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay. So they can put the puck in the net. But let's, you know, Matt Cook was known as a bit of a grinder and a dump it and go get it kind of guy. So if that group is really leading the charge in the new puck possession brand that this team is clearly playing, that to me is the sign that I look to that I like.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm right there with most Wild fans. When I heard the name Matt Cook over the history of Wild hockey, I cringe and I think, oh, who is this guy and why do I hate him so much? But for whatever reason and however he got it done, well, I think we know why he got it done, because if he didn't, his career probably would have ended. He would have been booted from the game. But he was able to turn over that new leaf, and he's become what we see here. The guy that we knew as a Vancouver Canuck in the beginning of Wild hockey, I don't think that guy even exists anymore. This is the brand new Matt Cook. I know they said all the right things coming into this season, but boy, it's been on display. And again, for him to be the leading point getter on this team and to have zero penalty minutes, and not only that, Pete, don't forget, this guy is drawing penalties on a regular basis and, you know, giving this team a great opportunity to skate with a man advantage. He's not retaliating, and he's getting under the opponent's skin. So, I mean, everything, it's just been the perfect storm there for Matt Cook, and it's been a small sample size, but I really like what I see so far.
It's funny you say that. I brought that up the other night. I said, man, this guy isn't taking but drawing penalties. And the thing with him is, when he is on the ice, he is of more valuable to this hockey team. He still brings the level of intensity that this team needs. So they finish off the road trip in Florida with Tampa Bay on Thursday night, the day we're recording this radio show, and then they had to take on the Florida Panthers shortly thereafter. Florida's 2-5-0 right now. You can't look at records right now. Tampa Bay, you know, Martin St. Louis has 10 points already right now in their six games. He's always going to be a problem.
Yeah, and not only that, I think even bigger than that is Steven Stamkos and what that kid continues to do. I think 4 goals, 9 points, something like that going into the contest. I don't even know if you'll see St. Louis because he took a puck off the top of his skate a couple of nights ago, so he's a question mark. But regardless, I mean, that's a pretty good team. The Florida team doesn't do much for me. It never has. But, I mean, still, you get a chance to see Nick Bjugstad out there playing for the Panthers on the NHL stage, and see what the Wild can do through this road trip.
In probably a half-empty arena.
That's the sad part, exactly.
Well, there's our cue. The show is over. You and I will be talking Wild hockey throughout the year. Thanks a lot for catching in. Minnesota Wild unbeaten at home at 2-0-2. We welcome them back next week. We'll be talking about those games. That and much more. Guests aplenty right here on the Minnesota Hockey Magazine radio show. For our entire crew here at the program, I'm Pete Wagner. So long, everybody.
This has been the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show. The Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show has been presented by Dave's Sports Shop, the Pheasant Hills Golf Course, the Minnesota Wild, and MinnesotaHockeyMagazine.com. This has been the Minnesota Hockey Magazine Show.